This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly Major League Soccer on the BetRivers Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome on into the MLS Betting Weekly Podcast 1, the penultimate Betting Weekly Podcast for the MLS season here. As always, I'm Thomas Viola, and joining me here today to break down the MLS Conference Finals for you for our friends at BetRivers Sportsbook and Casino. Head on over to BetRivers.com today and get yourself in on the action. The international man of mystery, the man in Bogota, the Pablo Escobar of parlays, none other than Taylor Wilson. Taylor, how are we doing on this fine Thursday?
The one seeds are still alive, Mr. Viola, as my dog walks behind me. This is just, we've talked incessantly as we've prepared for the playoffs, getting into the playoffs, looking at all of this, you know, MLS Cup history. The one seeds, they always screw it up. They always screw it up, and they always screw it up some more. Well, they're here in the conference finals. We've had a decent amount of chalk, more than we expected when you go back to last week. And of course, one big shocker, I don't think either of us saw NYCFC going into Montreal and putting that whooping that they put down. Big misses for us there. Pretty rough slate for me across the board in the conference semis, I have to say. Down about 3 units across those games after a really good opening round for me. I don't know how you did, Tom, last week.
Far worse. 1-5 minus 4.5.
There we go. There we go. So we'll rebound. Look, this is how it goes. Honestly, this is good. This is good news. If you're listening to us now, trying to prepare for the conference finals, we were good 2 weeks ago. We were bad a week ago. That means we're good this week, Tom. So let's get it.
Let's get it indeed. Let's start off with this first matchup. And, you know, talking a little futures before we get right into this, I'm pretty happy. I've got 2 out of the 4 possible teams remaining. They're on different sides of the bracket. A Philly-Austin final sets me up very nicely. I would be very happy with that. And let's talk about that first leg here, LAFC versus Austin. LA minus 195, Austin plus 475, and the draw plus 360 in this one. I'm not going to lie to you, Taylor. I'm tired of the LAFC prices, but yeah, at the same time, I really do love them because I think this team has been consistently overrated through the second half of this season here. This is a 1-2 matchup. Austin's been good this season, man. Plus 475. They did just beat this team in LA in their last, was it in LA or was it in Austin? But they beat them the last time they played them. Plus 475 on the 2 seed to win this game. It's probably going to screw me and go to extras, but give me Austin here, even though it's not great betting strategy because I have an Austin 10-1 or 15-1 future, but it's Austin plus 475. I, in a vacuum, if I didn't have anything already on this game, that's what I have to take here as far as prices. It's almost 5-1.
Yeah, well, so we're both on Austin futures, so we're both starting to think these things through that way. I told you before the show I thought all the numbers were correct. Obviously, this is the one exception. I mean, this is just an extreme amount of value on an Austin team that's pretty darn good. I mean, they're here for a reason. The caveats, just getting them out of the way here. You know, LAFC is still pretty dominant at home. I know they've been slipping through the late stages of the season. Most of those slips have been on the road. Okay, it is still 2 losses now and 18 at home counting the playoff game. So that's, you know, that's a big enough sample size to where you're worried. I will say one of those 2 losses, guess who it was to? It was to Austin. This Austin team has swept LAFC this season. They won both the games. One of them was way back in May. You could throw it out if you want. But even when both of these teams were kind of struggling down the stretch of the season, it was Austin who actually came out. I like the idea of a high-scoring game here. I think the book has it exactly right on the 3.5 number. I think it's a little bit tough to bet this total pre-flop. I wouldn't mind betting it live, Tom. You know, if this thing is nil-nil a half hour in or something, and you're seeing the chances and you're seeing an open game, maybe you get a better total number. So maybe that's a way that you want to bet this, and I don't think that's a bad play at all. We've seen some late action for both of these teams and some crazy high-scoring games already in these playoffs for both teams. So that's how I would look at the total. I fully agree with you. There's just too much value to ignore some kind of an Austin play. My only difference here is I'm going to go Austin tie no bet plus 370 I still think there's a ton of value there. You're obviously chopping a little bit of that value off, but the difference between a little bit worse than 4-1 and a little bit worse than 5-1 for my bank account isn't extreme. So I'm going to try that, give myself a little bit of protection if this thing goes into extra time, which I think it very well might, considering what LAFC has been at home this year. I think there's enough defensive issues for Austin that also worry me a little bit, but hey, all of those defensive issues are on the other side of the ball as well. So I love the value there. I'm going to go tie no bet. I'm also going to offer up a both teams to score play at minus 180. You know, I like to do this aggressive with conservative kind of thing. These are separate plays, of course. You may not be able to get that price anymore. I locked that in a little bit earlier. It's been moving rapidly in the wrong direction. So keep an eye out. If you're a both teams to score with juice kind of better like I am, this is a spot where I think it's close to a lock, Tom. You just look at some of the numbers. I mean, you know, Austin, LA, for example, has just one shutout against playoff teams since late June. That's a 19-game sample size. We think of this team as having been dominant until kind of the last month of the season. They've had some defensive wobbles for most of the year. They patched over them earlier with some really good attacking soccer. So I like getting invested a little bit in just kind of the scoring department. I don't love the over 3.5. So I'm going to go both teams to score at minus 180 as well. You know, Austin, they had some weird goose eggs down the stretch of the season. Granted, most of them were on the road, which will be this spot. But they scored twice in each playoff game. Third most away goals in the Western Conference this season, Tom. We know that this team is capable of just unloading at that end of the field. And I think both teams to score is pretty safe. So I'm going to lay the juice there at minus 180. And I'm going to go Austin tie no bet at, as I confirm the price, plus 370, which I think is fantastic value. I think you and I both agree the prices are just wrong on Austin in this spot. And I want to give myself a little bit of flexibility on the tie no bet as well. So two separate plays. They're both pre-flop. Look out for that over potentially live. If you can get like an over 2.5, 2.75, you get better prices, all that kind of stuff live, maybe. Watch there be a second minute goal and all that gets screwed over.
I may get greedy here and take that 475, but draw no bet on Austin plus 370. That's a great price. I love in these playoff games having some of that insurance because – if it's late, a team can just start playing for extra time, and that's something that you don't have to account right. for in most games. Can I offer you Austin plus a half goal at plus 160? You're losing a lot of value there. You're still getting them plus 160 and you win on the tie, but I think I do like that aggressive play where you're getting a little more insurance and still getting almost a 4-1 payout here. Taylor, I don't have a ton to offer in the props market for this game, but I will say, as far as goal scorers go, Sebastian Driussi is obviously the favorite for Austin to score. Plus 225 anytime goal scorer. He's 8-1 to be the first or last, but plus 225 for any time. I'm kind of feeling that. That doesn't feel like a terrible price to be taking in this game, does it?
I mean, he's scored better than 1-2 on average this year. So when you just think about the numbers, like, yeah, especially in a big moment, and in a game that we both read as a high scoring game, right? Like in terms of the game script, I think that does make sense here, considering all of the fade LA defense stuff, fade Austin defense stuff. Even if it is like, even if you're on the LA side of this, I like that because it's, you know, similar to taking a quarterback in fantasy that you need to, you know, chase the game. That's going to be what this is in an open game, right? Even if they trail early. So I think the value is there. I think that's sensible enough. I do have a couple of props, Tom. They're absolutely insane, and I'm going to throw them out anyway. They're not scoring related. You know me, Tom. I like to look into the corners occasionally because I feel like the corner kick market is a little bit just thrown under the rug. I feel like sometimes the numbers are not quite there, and I kind of feel this way on both games. Spoiler alert, I'm going to offer a corner prop in both. So in this one, I like over 10.5 corners. You're laying a tiny bit of juice at minus 113. LAFC, second most corners in the league this year, especially at home. They have a ton of 12, 15, 16 corner kick performances on the board. Just them, not even counting the other side of things. When you look at some of the total numbers, trend data, last 10 games, LAFC averaging 12 total corners a game. And Austin, lower in corners on the year, but when you look at the trend data, 11.2 corners a game total in the last 10. So both of those, when you look at the trend data, would be going over here. LAFC on the season as a whole has hit this more often than not. I think this number is about one, maybe 1.5 corners off, Tom. So I'm going to try to manipulate it, hit that price. I'm laying a little bit of juice, but over 10.5 corners.
You can go over 11.5 for plus 140.
Ooh, so I'm a more conservative better than you, Tom. You try it. How about you try that? I mean, look, I don't mind it. It's still within the numbers that I just outlined for a better price. So it's just a little bit closer to the edge for me. The one worry, just as I give a caveat for everything, Austin, when they've gotten blown out of games, when things have gone badly, you've had a few of these 3-0s on the board. Sometimes those corner numbers drop dramatically as well. I just don't think that's what this type of game is. I would be really shocked. I already outlined, LAFC does not shut people out. Austin is getting on the board. It's going to be an open game. There's going to be players flying into boxes left and right. This is not a small corner number. You know, most averages are kind of between 8 and 10. So 10.5 is on the higher side. I just think based on both the season data and the trend data here, Tom, the last 10 games, I think this is a sensible play. So I'm going to go more conservative at minus 113 over 10.5. But I don't mind over 11.5 if you can get that also.
You know, looking at some of these goals, bringing it back to the goal scoring markets here real quick, though, I do think there's a lot of value on Sebastian Driussi here, because you flip it up to the other side of the board. And I do wish we had a no goal and not to score prop. We don't have that here. But you look at these numbers for the LA players. You've got two guys in Christian Arango and Carlos Vela who are minus money to score anytime. Gareth Bale is plus 108 to score. Do not bet that. Do not take any Gareth Bale.
That might be the worst play on the board, to be honest with you.
Yeah, Gareth Bale might not play in this game.
Yeah.
But it's not like he's been good for this team, and they play better without him on the field. They struggle defensively when they have to account for him being there, because he's more of a static player, and they're just clearly a better team without him. But almost all of the – you have to get up to Kwadwo Opoku at plus 250 before you're at an LA player that is higher priced than Sebastian Driussi to score a goal here. That's a lot of guys going down this board here. And it just tells me that there might be some value on Driussi in this spot here. Plus 225 anytime. And I mean, he's probably not going to win the MVP. Haney Mukhtar's probably beating him out, but plus 225 on a guy who's in that conversation, I do think that he is going to find a way to score in this game. Danny Huston plus 280. Not sure I'm so wild about that. Maybe last goal scorer at plus 950 if he comes on late and gets one. Diego Fagundes is an interesting option here. I'm just trying to look around in this market and find something, but I think Driussi is my favorite play in the goal scoring market here. You're getting a little bit of value on him in my mind.
I think that's a good shout. I mean, I'll just say, like, between the two games, if you are going to look at goal props, I think this has to be the one. I mean, you're going to get better prices in the Philly NYC game, especially if you're trying something on an NYC player. But, you know, we both, again, like, you have to think about how you're reading the game. We're both reading this as probably somewhere between 2 and 5 goals in the 90 minutes, maybe more. I mean, it would not be shocking if this thing is just insane. Take those prices, try a couple of those if you like them. I think Driussi is absolutely the best name on the board. Just going back to the Bale thing, I mean, he scored a wonder goal when he first came to LA, and it's been cricket since. You know, I mean, how many times have we said this in MLS? So just a quick point on Bale. That to me feels very much like folks are headed out to the book on Sunday, you know, ready to watch some football, saying, hey, you know, I want a couple of other things to throw in. What's this MLS? Gareth Bale, he's in MLS now. Trying that, right? I think they're trying to really hook some goldfish on that one. I love your Driussi analysis. I think it's sensible. I think it's really solid in this game. I'm going to stick to my corners because I'm a freak, but I respect where your head's at, Tom.
All right, let's move on to the next game here. I like the corners play. I'm probably going to be tailing you on some of that, but the next game here and the last game here, Philadelphia Union versus NYCFC. This one's a lot harder. Minus 112 are the Union, plus 295 are NYCFC, and plus 275 is the draw. On the sides market here, it's been such a chalky MLS playoffs. The only upsets we've had were New York over Montreal and Cincinnati over Red Bulls. But am I going to really have to play both of these dogs here just because the prices? Plus 295 on New York. They are the reigning champions. I think that there is something to be said for the one seeds this time around, how it's just different for them because we didn't have that long international break that we've had in the past couple of years right before the playoffs that just means you're off for almost a month when you're the one seed and you get that bye. But I don't know. I think NYCFC might be the play here. It's not like they can't play on the road. They just went up to Montreal and won that game handily. The over 2.5 market at minus 127, I'm starting to look at here. Both of these teams have pretty good defenses, but they can also score. But I don't know. I think I might have to take NYCFC in this one. I think if anything here, I want to go with a play on NYCFC plus the half goal. It's slight positive money in this one. If you take it, it's slight minus money. It's minus 106. I think that's where I might have to go. Where are you looking on the sides market here, Taylor?
I mean, look, Philly hasn't lost at home since last December.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the problem with that is who'd they lose to? NYCFC. Now, these are different teams. That team ended up going on to win the title. NYCFC, again, is looking a little bit like that team last year. The last few games, these last five in particular, they've been absolutely on fire. They've scored two or more goals for five games now in a row. This is after, you know, a bit of a disaster earlier. This seems to be a trend in all of sports. The Phillies play awful right before the playoffs, get a little bit hot, roll in, they're in the World Series. NYCFC, Austin, LAFC, three of the four teams in these conference finals had really bad stretches late in the season. But hey, you play well when it matters, and that's what NYC has been doing here for the last few weeks. I think their attack in particular has been really impressive. That first half in a disgusting City Field against Miami was not great, but once they got that first goal in the second half, it was fantastic. The entire game against Montreal, I really liked how they were moving the ball and creating chances, which not a lot of teams have done against Montreal. Montreal, people think about their attack this year. They also shut out some really good attacks, and that did not happen in that game. So very impressive win. That's the win that makes me second guess everything here. If I hadn't seen that game, if I hadn't seen that result, I would be saying, hey, just throw a blindfold on me. Let's find something on Philly, and let's not overthink this. I'm still going to take Philly, okay? So that's a spoiler alert. I am going to still try a Philly side here. I just am way less confident on it after this NYCFC run. I don't think there's anything else I want to do beyond Philly money line minus 112. The two advance ticket is way too juiced. You could bet this thing live if you want. That's my cop-out answer. And I do understand where your head's at, that there's probably a little bit too much value on NYC. Go ahead.
That's the move. If you like Philly in this game, 1000% the move is bet it live. You're hoping for an NYCFC goal early and then Philly, you get a nice price on them. That's 1000% where you have to go.
I think that's fair. I'm just going to do pre-flop because of what we've seen Philly at home all year. I mean, they have been extremely, extremely dominant. And the one thing is, you know, there's not many teams in this league, Tom. I mean, we just outlined the Western Conference final where there's defensive problems left and right on both sides. Philly is the best defense in this league. And that doesn't always win championships in MLS. I mean, trying to figure out what philosophically wins championships in MLS, you'd be a very rich person if you could do that. But we know that this team, that's how they've built their foundation for years. You know, what they've built on top of it is finally getting some goals out of their DPs. Finally getting that Carranza, Ura, Gazdag trio going. But defensively, that curtain system has been in place for a while. I think this is the time where they finally get over the hump. That's what I'm banking on. I agree with your logic. I think in a betting, from a betting POV, betting it live is absolutely the case. I want to just give the listeners something here. And so I'm going to give a pre-flop Philly play. I absolutely want to, you know, advise that an early NYC goal could happen here and you could get a ton of value. Just looking at a few of these numbers, Philly did sweep this head-to-head 4-1 on aggregate this year after losing, of course, in the playoffs I mentioned last year in December. And then just looking at the trend data, I talk about this Philly team defensively. They've conceded 5 goals, Tom, in their last 10 home games. They're extraordinarily hard to score on. You look at the game last week against Cincinnati. That is a Cincy team that can basically score on anyone. You know, they went home and away all year and then got shut out to Philly. This kind of has been a trend this year where teams are hot, good attacks, all go to die in Chester, Pennsylvania. So I'm going to hope that that defense is enough for me on the money line. It's the reason why I want to stay away from the total too. You know, on the NYCFC side, you like the over. Technically on the Philly side, you like the over too, because we know how this team can score goals in bunches this year. They've scored 6 or 7 goals several times in the second half of the season. I just don't know when these two kind of matchups go together, what that means for the total, especially with Philly at home. There's too much data there that teams cannot score on the Union, especially when they play there at home. So I'm going to just try Philly money line. I'm not going to overthink it. We'll see what happens.
I'm curious here. Looking for a team total price on the Union in this one.
Yeah, I thought about it. What, over 1.5?
Over 1.5 minus 115. Full shout out here to BLT on Twitter, Mr. Brad Thomas from NBC Sports Bet, because I was looking around and he was the one who tweeted this out. I like that play. I like the team total for the Union over 1.5. I might like the NYCFC over 1.5 too at plus 205.
So you're not buying any of my Philly defense though. You're going all into this NYC run. It's like the Phillies in the playoffs. Like they're hot right now.
I'm so torn on this game. Philly is the better team here. I was down on NYCFC coming into these playoffs, but how soon do I adjust for this team is the question that I keep running into here. And Taylor, I don't have an answer. This game is definitely not my favorite. Like, I am just all in on investing on fading LA, but I don't really want to fade Philly, and I'm scared to run into New York, who feels a little team of destiny for a repeat here. I do think Philly wins this game. I'm certainly rooting for them too, but I don't know. I really don't know. This one's a lot harder for me here, and I wish I had more to offer up our listeners.
Cincinnati went 14 games straight without being shut out before being shut out by Philadelphia last week.
Okay. That's true.
Ultimately, that's what's scaring me off of any NYC side on this. Now, I said similar things in the Montreal game last week. I thought Montreal was a significantly better team than NYCFC. For a lot of the year, they were. So this is part of the deal. You're trying to combine what we've been watching all year, the numbers we've been looking at all year, with now the very recency kind of trend data stuff where, hey, this is the playoffs. I know it's been way chalkier than usual, but hot teams still tend to do very well in MLS Cup playoffs. So I get that part of it. I really do. I'm just ultimately, I think Philly is hot right now too. That's kind of part of the deal. It's not like Philly is super cold right now, but they were good the rest of the year. It's not really an LAFC situation for Philly for me. I think they've been more complete for more time and have probably for that reason been the best team that I've watched just start to finish in Major League Soccer this year. I think they have the fewest problems. So if you can get something better than minus 120, you know, when push comes to shove in their most important game of the year, I think you have to try it. I've been betting Philly all year. I've had to take minus ones, minus 1.5s. You know, this is where the lights are on. This is the time to do it. So let's try it. I can already tell every way that I just phrased that, I can already tell it's going to get clipped out and make me look like a moron, but we'll see.
You're right about Philly. They've been the best team wire to wire this season. Like, they got over early in the season. They did have that draw monster really hitting them. They couldn't find those wins, but man, did they explode after that. And they've looked the part the entire way through. It's not like they looked shaky versus Cincy. I do think they win this game. It could go to extra time, and I want to have some insurance on that. And I think that I might have to just play the price on NYCFC at least plus the half, but both teams to score. Yes. At minus 139. I think I might just invest in a couple goals in this game. Both teams to score, yes, at minus 139. I think I like that. The over 2.5 at minus 27, I really like that. I think that I just have to invest in this being a higher goal-scoring game because you know Philly can put up the points, and all of a sudden New York has been doing the same thing in these playoffs.
I am way more scared about any total plays than you are in this one, Tom. But I you know, the big games in MLS tend to be open and high scoring. So as a general trend and a philosophy, I think that's fair enough. And you're getting a 2.5 here, which a lot of these games, these playoffs, you've had to do something in the 3 and 3.5 market. So if you have any lean that way, you're getting good value. I don't have a lean that way. I really, the Philly part of this scares me on that more than the NYC attack gives me confidence. So, yeah. You know, I 1-1 would not surprise me. I'd like both teams to score. I don't mind. I'm not going either way on that. And, you know, we just saw NYCFC completely throw out all of my Montreal analysis last week. So I'm just going to continue to say that. This team is very, very much on fire right now. I just, you know, if Philly can't, Philly got the, in theory, they got the better matchup here. Maybe not because it's defending champion, who knows what they're doing, and Montreal has never gone on a deep run. But based on what we've seen this season, it seems like Montreal would have been a tougher get. We'll see. We'll see if they end up regretting the hot team.
We will see. We will see what happens here, Taylor. But that is going to do it for us on our penultimate show. We'll be back here next week for the championship. And then it's on to some World Cup coverage. Looking forward to it. But for now, guys, you know the drill. Head on over to BetRivers.com. Sign up for an account today. Get yourself in on the action. You can follow us on Twitter at ATLTWill and TV at Work. And, of course, follow the entire Betting Weekly studios at Because We Win. And, guys, best of luck this week. Let's cash those tickets. Taylor, right before we go here, who's in the final?
Let's roll with Philly Austin. You know, I'll admit I'm betting Austin more on the value than kind of taking that in a vacuum, but I think that's a coin flip game, and we've seen a ton of issues from LAFC, and the LAFC thing all year, well, at least the second half of the year, has very much felt like, oh man, this team was really focused. Not dissimilar, I know I'm bringing a lot of baseball references here, but not dissimilar to the New York Yankees this year, where they were so focused on 120 wins, 130 wins, whatever it was going to be. You know, LAFC was focused on that record for a lot of this season. And I honestly think that, combined with a lot of kind of pizzazz, star personalities coming into the mix late, has screwed up this team a little bit, at least defensively. And Austin is punchy. They're really, really fun. What a time to make it to MLS Cup final in your first playoffs. But I think they get there. I think Philly gets there. We'll pick it next week in terms of who wins it. Who you got?
I'm going the same way. I think I have to go Philly versus Austin. I mean, can the luck box continue? We will have to see. I think that price is just wrong on LA. But, I mean, this could be boring and chalky, and we could be Philly versus LA in the final, in which case I do think Philly wins. I think Philly is still the rightful favorite here. And that I'm excited to play Philadelphia numbers if they play LAFC next week. But we'll have to see what happens here, my friend. Best of luck to everyone, and let's cash those tickets.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Major League Soccer on the BetRivers Network.